not so much a buzz around the Boundary Park, but more belief these days.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? I mean, there should be a buzz, I think, because, do you know what I mean? We've got a team that the fans can believe in, and that's what we ask for. We talk about one team, one dream, and it might be a bit cheesy and a bit corny, but it is really. You know, we've got not a great resources for the division, but we've got a good spirit, not only in the players, in the staff and the office staff, and also the fans, and we need that, and we showed that today again from coming from behind in a very difficult game against a very good side.
And there's resilience in there too, isn't there? Even at 1-0 down, your side looked like it could easily bounce back.
Yeah, well, I don't think we look powder puff now, do we? I think that last year there was times when maybe we looked a bit powder puff, but I think if you look at our bench today, how strong that was people like Dates, Forts, Abire on the bench, Tidza, who was fantastic in midweek, Connor Brown. These are all experienced, solid players that can come on and change a game. And that's very important, your backup group.
Players have to fit the bill, obviously, in a number of aspects when they come to Oldham Athletic. But have you deliberately made your side, like you say, not powder puff this season, but a lot stronger?
Yeah, well, I think
we
tried to tick a few boxes. I think the key was our recruitment. We recruited really well and got value with good players. That was the key. And that's enabled us to have, rather than maybe six or seven good players that we had last year that we had to hang our hat on, we've now got sort of 13, 14. And of course, we was able to get a couple out that was on big money. And that's really the important part of it. And every player that we have recruited is well comfortable having an effect in the first team game, which is nice.
And you've got a versatile squad, it seems, as well. You know, one or two players who can play in several positions, notably against Walsall, Mike Jones, who you had operating down the left-hand side, and scored the cracking winner.
Yeah, I think he's been magnificent, Jones. I really do, since he's been in. Obviously, we've moved him from a wide player to a central midfielder. We had to get a few tactical principles in him early on in his reign in centre midfield, but since then he's been superb, and no one's more pleased for him than me for him scoring that goal.